Welcome to 3 weeks, One Heart, a journey to deepen Ahavas Yisrael. My name is Ya'el Davidowitz, and I'm honored, humbled, and really very excited to go on this journey together with you. If you're listening to this in real time, today is Shavasar B'Tammuz, the fast day of the 17th day of the month of Tammuz. On this day, just over 1,950 years ago, the walls of Yerushalayim were breached. And 3 weeks later, the second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. On the surface, if one were simply reading a history book, it was the Roman legions who destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. But the Romans were just the messengers. The real, true cause of this great calamity is revealed in the Gemara Maseches Yuma, Daf Tes Amud Beis. Mikdash Sheni, the second Beis HaMikdash, Mipnei Ma Charav, for what reason was it destroyed? Because of sinas chinam, because of hatred, hatred between Jew and Jew that was chinam, it was unjustified. Now, just to ensure we don't think that the Jews of that time had gone astray completely, let me fill in the rest of the Gemara, which describes the state of Jewry at the time. Mikdash Sheni, Shehayu Oskim B'Torah, Uvimitzvos, Ugemilas Chasadim. During the time of Bayis Sheni, during the time of the second Beis HaMikdash, people were oskim b'Torah. They were engaged in limud haTorah. U'mitzvos, they were fulfilling mitzvos. U'gamilas chasadim. My friends, the Jews were doing chesed during the time of Bayis Sheni. Let's take a moment and picture it in our minds. Imagine the Jewish world. Batei Midrashim were full. Men, women, and children were actively engaged in learning Torah. The Jewish people were performing mitzvos. They were keeping Shabbos and kosher. They were mafresh challah. And chesed was taking place. There were likely gemachs of all sorts, and people were giving tzedakah to the needy. But even with this golden picture of an active Jewish community, there was a massive deficit. A flaw so significant it warranted the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash? Sinas Chinam was taking place. This is not just a description of what was happening close to 2,000 years ago. It is our very own narrative today. We are remaking and repeating history. The Talmud Yerushalmi in Maseches Yuma, Mishnah Aleph Halacha Aleph states, Kol dar she'enu nivne b'yamav ma'alin alav ki'iluhu hechrivo. In every generation that the Beis HaMikdash is not rebuilt, it is considered as if they had destroyed it. I'm not sure how to fact check this, but I've heard people say that there is more Torah learning taking place today than at any time prior in Jewish history. Baruch Hashem, yeshivas are overflowing. Stadiums get filled with tens of thousands of people completing shas. Torah is more accessible through print and digital media than ever before. And chesed organizations abound. Efforts to help those who are single, those who are divorced, those who are widowed, those who are dealing with infertility, those who have children who are struggling, tomchei Shabbos, bikur cholim, gemachs for literally almost any need you can think of, and the list goes on and on and on. But my friends, we don't yet have the Beis HaMikdash rebuilt. Although there is so much to be genuinely proud of in terms of our Avodas Hashem, we are at the same time indicted for the very same wrongdoing as our ancestors. There is still Sinas Chinam. The solution lies in the famous maxim, if the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because of Sinas Chinam, then the only way it will be rebuilt is with the Ahavas Chinam. May our journey together over the next 3 weeks deepen our understanding and most importantly, our practice of Ahavas Yisrael. And through this effort, may we merit to be witness to the prophecy, the Nevuah of Zechariah. Parches Pasuk Yotes, Ko Amar Hashem Tzavakos, Hashem promises that eventually, Tzom HaRevi'i, the Tzom HaChamishi, this fast day of Tammuz and the upcoming fast day of Tisha B'Av, Yiyeh Levei Suhuda, L'Sason, U'L'Simcha, L'Ma'awadim Tovim, They will be turned into days of joy and gladness, transformed into days of celebration. May we together witness and experience that transformation very soon. 3 weeks, One Heart is dedicated by Chana Sara, Le'iloi Nishmas, her mother, Minette Schimmel, Mindel Bas Moshe Yosef and Shane Doldina, who imbued her family with the love of Hashem and the magnificence of Shabbos.